In a statement late Tuesday night, Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said the results of some elections are still being determined, but she claimed at least 32 Senate Democratic Conference members have already won election. Elections have not yet been called in many of the races, but Democrats say they could have as many as 39 seats, several more than the minimum needed to rule the chamber. The wins can be attributed to animosity among New Yorkers against President Donald Trump, as well as help from Governor Andrew Cuomo. He's been criticized in the past for not doing enough to help Democratic candidates for Senate. But this year, Cuomo steered $5 million into the Senate and congressional races. Cuomo's top campaign advisor, Maggie Moran, says she expects Democrats, who will now control both houses of the legislature, to enact a number of measures to protect rights that she says have been threatened by Trump's policies, including, she says, bills that stalled in the formerly Republican-led state Senate for years, like codifying the abortion rights in the U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into New York law.
As the president rolls back the rights and values that we care about in New York, we protect it. So we have to codify Roe v. Wade. We have to continue to make sure that workers can organize and collectively bargain, right? That's the first element that I think the motivation is really around. I think the second component of it is we can move a lot more forward on ethics, on criminal justice reform, on legalizing marijuana, on a series on voting rights, a series of topics that the Senate Republicans really did put their foot down on and say, we're not going to go this far. That dramatically changes when there's a Democratic Senate.
The leader of the Senate Republicans, John Flanagan, in a statement said the results are disappointing, but he said his GOP members will continue to push back and keep advocating for their agenda. In New York, I'm Karen DeWitt.